Guys, as I mentioned to the pre-show audience, this is not a normal Encore day, but I, as I was doing the show, and it was going to be a one-year anniversary of Ted opening up the rooftop veranda there at Ted's Beverly Hills, I suddenly got some pretty serious pain in this shoulder that was operated on 2.5 months ago, and I can't really move the arm all that comfortably without a pretty severe stabbing kind of pain in the shoulder, and I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. So we'll be back tomorrow night. I'm going to go see the doc tomorrow. I mean, I'll see the doc today. We'll see you tomorrow. But in the meantime, let's celebrate. Let's think back on brighter days when Ted opened up the rooftop veranda, but had a he had a view of a gas station, but I don't think it was that bad. Anyway, here it is.
Hey, folks, it's Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I've got a special show for you today. I am going to be talking about how special Ted's of Beverly Hills is, and Bob Green is here.
Hi. And I've noticed we're on the veranda.
We're on the new rooftop veranda. This is our new rooftop dining experience, and you've got a nice view of Beverly Hills. Except, please...
Well, Ted said I could mention there's a... We got a beautiful view of Beverly Hills. We really do. I'm looking at a gas station over here, though. You said I could mention...
Okay. All right. We got a great view... There's a gas station to the left. I'll tell you what I want to do here is I want to make myself feel better, okay?
All right.
Hey, listen, gather around, everybody. That's right, gather around because Ted Bell is here. And what kind of stuff does Ted Bell have? I've got the Ted's of Beverly Hills Tedlet. I've got the Kansas City broiled Ted. Man, I got it all. Because I'm Ted Bell, okay? Yeah. Who can take the sunrise? Sprinkle it with dew, yeah. Cover it with Tedibles and a Ted, too. Ted Bell can. Oh, yeah, Ted Bell can. Come on, bud.
Ted Bell can.
Ted Bell can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Hey. Hey, listen. Who can take a Tedlet? Yeah, and put it in your face? And then sit it in front of you and give you... Ah, fuck.
He didn't rehearse this.
I'm making it up as I go along. I'm trying to...
Kill the music. Will you, Charlie? Charlie Devin. Kill it.
Okay.
Kill it. This is Bob Green.
Wait, I can do it. I'm just trying to pick up my mood.
Yeah, this is Bob Green. Ted's... is a little upset, and listen, we're going to get you through this, Ted.
Yeah.
On Thursday night, Ted had a big hockey night, a big hockey promotion in the Prime Rib Room here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and you probably heard him earlier in the week. He was talking about it, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm trying to help you through this.
I know.
And Ted said at that time, come on in. Now, at the end of the game, it was a Florida Panther hockey game. Ted said, free beer till the end of the game.
Yes, I did. I said, free beer till the end of... That was the beginning of the third quarter?
That was the beginning of the third period.
What is that? You know, I find that highly offensive, and I'm sure there's a great many women out there that...
No, it's not period. It's the third period of a game.
What happened to the third quarter of a game, huh? Am I right, ladies?
Because they only have three.
They only have three what?
They have three.
What are you doing?
I'm reaching here. Here are the 1, 2, 3 periods, see?
All right. Well, why can't they call them, three something?
Because what are you going to call it?
Because I think, hey, here's the third period. Margaret Gray.
Hi, Ted. I was also invited up, and thank God, because what you're saying right now is only making matters worse.
All right, look, I don't need this. I want to try to recover. This has been a year of disaster.
Ted Bell feels he's had disastrous promotions stretching all the way back to last Christmas and before, right? Right?
Yes, God.
All right, Ted, first of all, it's not offensive to say third period. That's what they call it in hockey. Okay, and I'm speaking for all women right now when I say that.
Oh, okay, so you're very sure of that.
Yes, I am. Number two, you take every little failure that you have and you turn it into a catastrophe that rivals Krakatoa east of Java, bud.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you got the whole Phil Hendry crew here. I only invited Bob Green.
I invited the rest of these guys because...
Oh, wow, boy, that's presumptuous.
What we're having here, you wanted to put your best foot forward, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're not doing it right now. You're not, Ted. You're reveling in all the depression.
All right. Let me just put it in my words, okay? Hold on. Let me do this myself. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Phil Hendry's here now. Who invited...
It's my show.
I invited Phil. I invited everybody because, first of all, it's a beautiful view up here.
Yeah, except there's a gas station.
Yeah, I noticed that. It is a good view, Ted. It's a beautiful view of Beverly Hills.
Go on, Phil.
Beautiful view, folks, here of Rodeo, all the way up to Wilshire Boulevard. I'm looking at right across the street. There's BJ's. I see all the different places. And the lights are lit for the city. Now, there's a gas station over here. Yeah, and it looks like there's a parking lot.
Boy, oh, boy.
Well, Ted, I mean, you said enjoy the view.
Give it.
But here's what I wanted to say. Ted, you are a great businessman. The restaurant is full tonight. There's people up here having fun and eating here on the rooftop dining area. And this is a great idea, by the way.
Yeah, except there's a gas station.
All right, don't lean into it. Ted, give up on that.
What happened on Thursday night, because I got word, the word came back to me, Bob told me, and Bud, you came over, right?
Yeah, I came over toward the end of the game, and it was free beer.
Yeah, I'll bet you love that, too.
Yeah, because you said it was free beer.
Okay. Did you know that the game was going to, nobody knew the game was going to go into four overtimes.
How was I supposed to know that? Phil, $10,000 worth of free beer. $10,000!
It was not something you anticipated.
I should say not was anything. The guy said to me, because I talked to Stokey Brown over here. Stokey, come on up here. I went to school with Stokey.
Stokey, how you doing?
Hi, Stokey.
Hello, everyone.
Stokey, tell him.
Ted and I went to school over here at Beverly Hills High School. And he was never really a big sports fan, but Ted loved to... every now and again, he liked the action of betting. This is how he got involved with the Dunphy brothers, but... Ted, eventually you got into baseball and football.
Yeah.
And basketball. Now, hockey became something relatively new. The other night, when I said to him, you know, some of these games go into overtime.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me 4 OTs.
I didn't think anybody would. No, I don't think anyone thought it would go into 4 OTs. It was a long game, Ted. 4 overtimes.
4 overtimes in hockey is the equivalent of an extra game in another period. And yeah, there we go.
Right, and you don't keep saying that period is vulgar because you're making it that way.
So,
the Ted said free beer, that was at the beginning of the period?
Yeah, that was at the beginning of the period.
Why do I want to say...
God, you got a problem.
It's just that when I say it was the beginning of her period...
You know, Ted, I'm going to walk out of here and suggest that everyone else do the same thing, and you can be by yourself up here on your rooftop deck with a view of a gas station. What's that?
Nothing. Nothing. God, you're an asshole.
Yes, I heard you say that.
I'm sorry.
So, let me take over if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, Ted, the other night, the game went into 4 overtimes. You were giving free beer. You said you'd give out free beer till the end of the game.
I know that. You don't have to keep sticking it in, twisting it, breaking it off, looking at it, and putting a new one in. Okay?
I'm not trying to do that, Ted.
All right, well, then what do you keep reminding me?
That's what you said. Free beer to the end of the game. And at the end of the game...
The end of the game happened to be 4 overtime periods later.
All right, so what happened? You lost some money.
What happened? I lost some money. $10,000 worth of beer. Free beer.
I think, you know what we could do, Ted? Because I think you're deserving of it. Let's do it again.
Oh, fuck.
What's the language, all right?
Just said fuck.
I know.
Hey, everybody, gather around. It's Ted Bell, the world's biggest ass.
Come on, Ted.
Gather around, everyone. It's Ted Bell, and I've got Ted's of Beverly Hills broiled steaks. Anything you want. I got the Tedlet. You've come to the right man because I'm Ted Bell.
Shit.
Who can take the sunrise? Drench it in a Ted.
Drench it.
Yeah. Everybody comes to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted can.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah.
Ted can.
Ted can.
Ted Bell does, cause he mixes it with love and makes everyone smile.
Yeah.
Who can take a Ted lit?
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take the Teddables?
Who can take the Teddables?
Put it on your table and go, here, stick your face in that.
Ted.
No, I'm just.
Ted Bell can.
Ted Bell can. Ted Bell could take a beautiful thing and turn it into a warm lump of shit. Well, look at Henry's laughing now.
All right, everybody, kill the music. Hey, Ruby, kill the music.
Okay.
And we're at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
We're at Ted's of Beverly Hills with Ted Bell, who is Ted. You know, you got to buck up here because your audience and your customers.
All right, well, let me just tell everyone. I'm going to announce to everyone here. Those of you that are here on the veranda, you know that we had a promotion on Thursday night. I don't know how many of you people were with us for that. Okay, that's quite a few. And we gave out free beer to the end of the game. I didn't know the end of the game was going to be a whole other game. You know, it hurt a lot. And so I didn't want it to seem as if I didn't, you know, was that I'm a cheap.
Hi, this is Bob Green, folks, and I'm one of Ted Bell's suppliers. Thank you.
What is that about?
Well, they like me. Thank you very much.
Okay, so what I want to say to everybody, thank you. I'm Ted Bell.
All right, let me just take over. This is Bob Green, folks, and that was Ted Bell, and Ted was talking, but now you're going to hear from me, Bob Green. I give him a load of my meat once a week.
Yeah, what a dick.
Here's what happened, if we could just tell everybody. Ted had a promotion going in the prime rib room, free beer from the beginning of the third period to the end of the game, and you didn't know.
How was I supposed to know? How was I supposed to know that it would go?
Here's what I think you should do. I think you should say, wasn't that fun the other night?
What? Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that fun the other night? Giving away the free beer. And let me ask the people that are here, how many of you had the free beer the other night at the... Yeah! Yes, look at that.
All right.
All right. Hey, this is Bob Green. So Ted, I think Ted knows that he got... That was very popular. However, what's more popular is me, Bob Green.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, it's Ted Bell. How you doing? I'm Ted Bell. How do you feel about... Yeah.
I'm going to be back. Folks, what do you think about me buying Ted's of Beverly Hills? What do you think about me buying Ted's...
All right, knock it off, you guys. Thank you, folks. Knock it off.
What I did the other night is I gave away free... All right, thanks, folks. Thank you. What I did the other night is I gave away free beer, and I didn't know the game was going to go a whole other...
And you wound up, how much did you take it in the shorts?
$10,000, $15,000.
Wow, that's a lot of free beer.
A lot of free. Although I did hear about I heard about a beer festival in Houston losing like $43,000 to free beer.
Uh-huh.
Why should I care?
I'm talking about me, Ted Bell, okay?
Ted, make yourself feel better here. Let's do it again.
Oh, not that, God.
Let's do it again, and let's let everyone join in, everybody. All right? We're talking about Ted, Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Come on, Ted, sing it.
Yeah.
Hey, Ted Bell is here.
All right, everybody, gather around. I'm Ted Bell. I've got free beer. I know it's going to cost me, probably put me in the poorhouse giving away free beer to you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, you're on.
All right. Hey, who can take the sunrise? A fat bank account.
Fat bank account.
Take it and flush it right down the toilet. Look at Henry.
Ted Bell can.
Ted Bell can. I'll do it. Ted Bell can, because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Who can take a Tedlet?
Who can take a Tedlet?
Mix it with a Ted.
Mix it with a Ted.
Give you vegetables and the Teddables too. Ted Bell can.
Ted Bell can.
Ted Bell can.
Ted Bell can.
Because he takes a disaster like Thursday night and turns it to his favor. Boy, it sure doesn't feel that way though.
He puts a towel to his...
All right, knock it off, knock it off. Knock it off.
Oh, what are you laughing about? The fact I put a towel to my ass, is that it?
I was trying to get you to say something.
All right. Ted Bell here. I'm Phil Hendry.
So all of a sudden, Phil's doing the show.
It's either I do the show.
Ted, either he does the show or we sit here doing nothing while you sit there going through your papers, not even paying attention.
Ted, you're not being very professional.
I'm a professional restaurateur, okay? Not a professional broadcaster.
All right. And the other night, as a professional restaurateur, you gave away $10,000 worth of beer.
Ted said that it was free beer to the end of the hockey game that went four overtime periods.
Ha, 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 ha. Are you having a good time mentioning that?
Ted, I'm just saying, this is what happened.
That's what happened, Ted. And true to your word, you gave the folks free beer. So it cost you, what, $10,000 to $15,000?
I came home to my wife, and Marcy said to me, so what did you do? She looked, she said, what did you, she knew just by staring at me. She said, what'd you do? I said, I gave away free beer. She said, how much? I said, I gave away free beer to the end of the game. It went four overtime periods, and I didn't know.
What did she do?
She started to cry. I started pacing the floor.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I started pacing the floor. She was grabbing at my pant legs. She was on the floor on her knees, grabbing my pant legs and saying, please, Ted, don't.
Oh, you're a lying sack of crap.
How dare you?
Did she really do that?
No.
Then why would you say she did?
Why would you make Marcy look like some poor begging tramp?
I don't think I did that.
Yes, you did.
You had her on the floor grabbing your pant legs.
I didn't do that. You did that, Ted. Ted Bell can. What happened to the guy that can, huh? Tell me about that guy. Ted Bell. Hey.
Oh,
hey, Ted Bell.
Come on around. Gather around. I'm Ted Bell.
Jeez. And he's going to give away free beer. You want to know why? Because Ted's that kind of a guy. A great guy.
Who can take the sunrise? Yeah.
Go ahead, Ted.
Who take the sunrise?
And give away free beer. And make people happy till the end of the game. Who's the guy that does that?
Ted Bell.
Ted Bell can, man.
Ted Bell can. He mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. He's Ted Bell.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
All right. Who takes a load of Bob's meat?
All right. I turn it off.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Why'd you do that?
I'm kidding around. Come on. We're at Ted's. Should I? We're at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm Margaret Gray. Ted Bell is here. And I'll say this much. A beautiful new veranda they've opened up. We're on the rooftop veranda here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Beautiful view of Beverly Hills, California. Yes, there's a gas station over here to the left, okay?
Well, everybody's bringing it up.
Because you...
You brought it up.
You almost called me Ted.
No, you brought it up, Bob.
I can see the gas station doesn't look bad. It's a standard, what do they call it?
Standard Oil?
Yeah, Standard Oil gas station. It's beautiful Beverly Hills, and it's Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we're here tonight opening up the second level veranda, and Ted is upset because he took it in the, you know.
Yeah, I took it in the shorts. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm going to say that. I mean, you were giving away free beer. You didn't know the hockey game on Thursday night between the Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes went four OTs. So, Ted, you wound up giving away $10,000, $15,000 worth of beer.
Yes. Yes, that's right. And when I got home, Marcy was not happy.
But she wasn't following you around, clutching your pant leg and begging you to...
No, she wasn't.
All right, coming back.
Phil, it's my segment.
You're not doing a real good job.
Hey, Ted, you're not doing a good job. Here, look at this. All this beautiful music. Ted Bell can.
Yeah, give me the other line.
Who takes a load of Bob's meat? Once.
All right, we're going to be back, folks, because we do have Jay Santos.
Jay Santos is coming on to talk about... What is it?
Yeah, he has Ted, or not Ted, Jay, the Citizens Auxiliary Ted, not even Ted.
The what?
No, it's the Ted Bell Police.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay Santos is a little bit upset because they've been publicizing on Twitter and elsewhere about the Vulcan death grip, and he said that they have, that he does have the Citizens Auxiliary Police pinch, the pinch off.
He's got the what?
Oh, you're suddenly roused out of your anger and depression.
What? He's got, it's called a Citizens Auxiliary Police shoulder pinch off.
The shoulder,
Look who just arrived.
General, I just sat down. I sat down long enough to hear Bob saying he was delivering a load of meat to Ted. What's wrong with him?
He gave away $10,000 worth of free beer Thursday night because he didn't know the game was going to go so long.
Oh, well, God, I'm sorry I missed it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on, Ted. Snap out of it.
Oh, what did you do? Hit me.
I didn't hit him. I just...
Don't do that. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You know, it's very important for us to tell you at this time of year to make sure that you keep your doors and your windows locked, make sure your car's locked up, and make sure that when you're walking down the street, you keep an eye out. We like to call it the swivel, or the Citizens Auxiliary Police head swiv, where you're able to swivel your head almost 360 degrees. We're not talking about Linda Blair in The Exorcist. We're just talking about you being able to swivel it as you walk down the street to make sure you're not being followed possibly by some punk that wants to have your money. So remember, this summer, make sure you got the Citizens Auxiliary Police head swiv, and then get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass and listen to hour after hour after hour of the archives, most of which, well, maybe not most, but a lot of them contain me, Jay Sanos, with healthy tips and handy tips. Yes, it's Jay Sanos and more in the archives of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 55,000-plus hours. Learn about the head swiv. And more at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Ted Bell, I'm fine. Ted Bell here, Ted's in Beverly Hills. And what is this?
That's the Citizens Auxiliary Police thing.
What are you talking? Get the one on.
Hey, Denny, get the right song on.
I thought about Ted Bell, Jay Sanos. So that,
turn on the right one, okay? Yeah, here we go.
Ted, yeah. Of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, come on down. We're opening up our rooftop veranda tonight. We've got rooftop dining here, overlooking Beverly Hills and OK.
And a gas station.
And a gas station. Boy, I'll never forgive you for that.
Oh, come on, Ted, you asked me.
Okay, and all right, go with whoever this guy is.
Jay Sanos.
Who?
Jay Sanos.
Is Jay Sanos me?
I'll do it. It's time now for Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And this is the music. And Jay, what have you got for us?
Thanks very much for having me on, first of all, tonight, Ted, here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I was here on Thursday, and I stopped by because we had heard we were cruising the area, and I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I'm not. You cruised Beverly Hills?
We did at the time because we did hear about you having, you're nice. So we cruised just to make sure that there is nothing, getting out of hand.
Uh-huh. I got the Beverly Hills police for that.
Understood. But what we do is slightly less invasive. We move in. You know, we like to say we're eight men and 16 legs.
You don't know how many legs?
Yeah, you see, one time it was eight men and 17 legs.
I made a mistake, God.
Eight men and 17 legs.
So what I'm trying to say to you, Ted, is we did cruise by. We called in. We said, hey, what it is, have you got room for a party of eight? And the young lady said, no, we do not. I didn't hear no bar fight, so.
No, okay, already I'm starting to get pissed off. Excuse my language, folks.
What are you talking about?
Because this is a segment. You're going to talk to us about the pinch?
We have, yeah.
Okay, so I don't need to hear about you coming into my restaurant. Did you come in?
We did. We set in Sub-Commander Gleason and Sub-Commander Hepcat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jerry?
There were two guys in pith helmets that I seen. Oh, you're kidding me, man.
We sent them in. They took a look around. They took a peek around and came out. Okay, so...
Go.
So anyway, it's Jay Sanos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. And this month, if you've been looking at social media, they've been celebrating the life and times of Leonard Nimoy, who played the character of Dr.
Mr. Spock was the...
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Spock on Star Trek. And he had a thing called the Vulcan, the Vulcan death... I forget what it was called.
I think it was called, like, the Vulcan nerve pinch.
No. That's what we call it, that.
It's like the Vulcan... It's the Vulcan death grip.
I don't know. I'm in the dark.
Okay, well, it was the Vulcan, the Vulcan hand grip. And we have something similar. And the reason why I've been wanting to say this for a while, because everybody makes a big deal out of that, you know. And a lot of times I'll hear people say, yeah, you know, I was watching Star Trek the other night, and Spock did the Vulcan pinch, you know. And it kind of galls me, because we've always had what I call the Jay Santos. I mean, I gave it over to Citizens Auxiliary Police, but I call it Jay Santos pinch off, or Jay Santos neck pinch off, you know.
Is your name Jay Sandals?
My name's Jay Santos.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I don't think I'm understanding. Phil, do you... Okay, let me ask you, Jay.
Why? You're blowing me off because...
I don't understand what you mean by the pinch off.
He thinks you're talking about going number two. No, sir, I'm not.
All right.
I'm talking about... Have you ever seen Star Trek?
Yeah, no. You're talking about when Leonard Nimoy, the Vulcan death grip.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I don't either. Well, I don't either, but we have what's called the shoulder pinch. And it has sort of pissed me off, and it's really pissed me off, you know?
What has?
The fact that they give Leonard Nimoy and the Vulcans and Star Trek all the credit for the neck, for the pinch off.
So let me ask something, Jay. Do you walk up behind people and pinch off?
I know you want to laugh, and it is probably amusing.
But you walk up behind people and grab them if they're getting out of hand.
If they're getting out of hand, I'll go up and I'll put the pinch.
And what does that do?
It'll bring them to their knees. In the show Star Trek, the Vulcan pinch off, the Vulcan neck pinch or death grip, will cause people to pass out.
Now that I do know. I've seen that on TV, right? When he puts the hand on him.
Yeah.
And does yours?
Ours, yes, ours does too. Yes, it does. Except we don't do a big dramatic thing like, yeah, you got to drop to the ground. What I do is I pinch it, and then I press the person down to the floor. Because what I'm saying basically is, I'm giving you the pinch. I'm giving you the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Jay Santos, you know, pinch. And I'm pressing you down. So you really don't have no choice, you know?
What do you mean by that, Jay?
What I mean is, I'm going to do it to you, Phil.
All right. Ow, man, that hurts.
Right. So now go down on the floor.
No, get your damn hand off of me.
Now, what do you do when they do that?
What a dick, man.
Watch the dick language, okay?
Hey, this is my segment.
Yeah, and it's a paid segment.
And you're here, why?
I just delivered a load of my meat.
Okay, Bob Green's here, folks, from Fraser Foods.
Thank you very much, Phil, for getting in a little plug there.
All right, I'm sorry, Bob.
So you're pinching my neck the way you did my shoulder.
Yeah, I'm pinching it and I'm pushing you to the ground. You're not going to go ground?
I'm not going to what?
You're not going to go to ground when I'm doing the pinch. First of all, the Vulcan death grip, or the Vulcan death, the squeeze, what I call a Vulcan death squeeze, or the Vulcan squeeze of unconsciousness, it don't even exist because that's a TV show. The Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police pinch out or pinch off is a real thing. And you just felt it, Mr. Henry. It hurt, didn't it?
Yes, it hurt.
Okay. And that's not going to bring you to your knees.
Good. Why would it bring him to his knees if he just tells you to take your hand off of him?
Because ordinarily, if he's a suspect, I'm not going to take my hand off.
Jay, all you're going to do is wind up getting slugged in the face.
Well, I've used the scissor. God.
So you know, because this is my segment, Jay. You squeeze a guy's shoulder like Spock did.
That's right.
And he's supposed to pass out.
He will pass out, yeah. But you gotta... I don't do it the way... I'm not going to do it as heavy as Spock does it. I'm not going to do it so a guy's going to pass out. But I put the hand there, and I put the squeeze on, and it's basically saying to him, you know what? This could get very, very serious. You're going to lose consciousness. You could lose blood flow to the mind. So, you know, when I put the death grip on the guy, I'll look at him, I'll come around the back of his head, and I'm looking him eye to eye. I've got on a pith helmet, and the look on my face is like, do you want to dance with me?
And what do they do?
They will look at me and they'll say, no, I don't, you know, so I never have to put it.
So you never have to make a guy pass out?
No, I never do. But you can see, as you fell, Mr. Henry, it's a very tough squeeze. So this is Bob Green, folks. I want to ask Jay a question. And Bob's here because...
You don't have to keep saying it.
Well, Bob's here because he has an agreement with Ted to supply the restaurant with meat.
Thank you very much, Margaret.
All right. The official ad slogan is I deliver my meat straight to his. I know you do, but
we're acting like adults here today. So getting back to you, Jay. So you're saying that you should be able to make this guy pass out the way Spock did on TV.
The way Spock did on TV, but you're
behind the guy, right?
I am behind the man when I put on the Jay Santos pinch squeeze on the shoulder pinch. And then I pinch it. Then I come around from behind him, and I look him in the eye, and I've got the pith helmet on, and I'm looking at him like, you really want a piece of me? You really, really want a piece of me?
And that guy backs down.
They will back down, yeah.
What if they don't?
You know what? I've not found, forget it.
No, well, what if they don't? That's a good question from Bud.
I have not encountered yet anybody that when I swing around with the pith helmet on, I look them in the eye. I've got the death pinch. I have the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Jay Santos, squeeze pinch.
What is the thing called, okay?
It's called the pinch off. Yeah, you call it the pinch off. Right.
Okay, so when you got this guy with the pinch off.
Well, I'm glad I'm making you laugh, Ted. That's the first time in the whole show. That is true.
Well, I mean, so you got this guy in the pinch off. What? Then what?
Then I look at him and I go, do you really want to dance this number? Do you really want to go all the way to the end of the dance, or do you want to just go back to the table and sit it out and I'll buy you a drink?
Uh-huh. And what do they say?
They, a lot of times, they'll say, yeah, I give up.
And so they'll give up.
Yeah.
What if they don't?
You know, what ifs? It's like, what if my uncle had wheels and pedals? What would he be?
He'd have wheels and pedals.
But what would he be if he had wheels and pedals?
If your uncle...
If my uncle had wheels and pedals, what would he be?
Hold on, Jay.
He'd be your uncle.
He'd be a bicycle. Is that what you're coming... Is that what you're looking for?
That's exactly right. So that's why I don't deal with what ifs.
Bicycle.
You don't get that, huh?
That's why I don't deal with what ifs.
Well, all right. So if and when someone says, no, I'm not going to... I'm not going to accede to your demands. Your little death pinch off, or whatever you call it, doesn't hurt that badly. I think I'll sock you in the mouth.
I can assure you, Miss Gray, that in my many years as Citizens Auxiliary Police, I've never not met.
You've not never not met anybody that wanted to punch you in the face.
That's correct.
Until you met me. All right, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, he's not kidding.
I know you're not kidding, General. You know, one of these days, I'll just go ahead, take your best shot. Step up the plate, take your best shot.
Okay, how about today?
Not today, okay? Because,
Ted?
Yeah, it's only my segment, and I've been aced completely out of this.
Ted, you were in no position because you were grieving the loss of $10,000 the other night.
All right, okay. I got off the phone with Marcy. I gave away a lot of free beer the other night. But Marcy says to me to quit complaining to the audience about how bad my promotions are. Just suck it up like a man and move forward. So I've had disastrous promotion after disastrous promotion, but I'm going to go ahead and eat it. I'm going to put it in my mouth. I'm going to chew on it. I'm going to swallow it. I'm going to go,
that's good.
Ted, what?
You know, you got to ease back.
Really got to ease it back, Ted. We all make mistakes. I've done nothing but make mistake after mistake with these promotions.
All right, so $10,000 to $15,000 worth of free beer was given away. It probably put you in great stead with a great many of your customers.
What customers? They didn't buy anything. Okay. These are a bunch of... forgive me, Phil. They look like a lot of your listeners. They look like they might be college guys.
All right. Well, then let's go with it, Ted. You screwed up. You gave away a lot of free stock. You lost a lot of money on the beer, the game. Now you know that hockey games can go into 4OT.
I will never have another hockey game on the widescreen TVs of the Prime Rib Room, Ted of Beverly Hills, ever again.
Wah!
Oh, shut up.
Wah!
Yeah, you gotta butch up and man it up.
Here, I'll man it up.
Oh, my God.
You know, Ted, you need a psychiatrist.
All right, I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ted Bell just unzipped and pulled out his... Boy, you got some problems.
What do you mean?
Ted, take off.
This is my...
Take off. It's my broadcast. It may be your paid segment. I'll give you your money back.
Oh, boy. Look, I'm sorry, folks.
Ted Bell just pulled his penis out. Everyone's shocked. We've got people sitting around us. Hi, folks.
What'd you people think about Ted pulling out his penis, huh? Yeah, there's nothing...
No, there wouldn't be anything. We're gonna leave you folks. Thank you very much for joining us here on this this Tuesday here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Do come by Ted's.
Yeah, come on by Ted's, maybe when he's not here. The beautiful upstairs veranda is open. The deck dining is open up here. Beautiful view of Beverly Hills.
And there's and you can see a gas station.
We already know that. Thanks a lot, folks. We will talk to you.
We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Go ahead, Bob.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved for Podcast One, live from Ted's of Beverly Hills.